بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the pillars of Iman, working on the book Correct Creed from the works of a Sheikh Abdul Salam bin Burgess rahimahullah ta'ala. And we reached the pillar concerning the belief in the messengers. And the belief in the messengers is or means to have the firm attestation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a messenger to every nation, calling them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, associating no partners with him in worship, and to disassociate oneself from anything which is worship besides Allah. And this is a very important matter. So many people accept Islam and it is not made clear to them by the callers who invite them to Islam. They call them to affirm that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, without telling them to disassociate completely from anything being worshipped other than Allah. And we are seeing this happening and manifesting itself here in many cases. In fact, there are some who declared the Shahada of Tawheed, the testimony of faith, and they are zooming on the Christians in particular. In fact, to degrees where they are even bashing the Christians on Pal Talk and other circles. And I was wondering why is this, and then it came to my attention when I was following this case. And it has many also other, there are many cases like this, that the person who accepted Islam was a Jew. And when he accepted Islam, when this person accepted Islam, as it is the case with many who are here or who go with these debates and Bible things, they told them, say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, without explaining what it means. Still, the quote unquote heritage of Judaism is still high in them, so that's why you see them focusing, and some of them have rooms directed only at Christians. And when they were addressed about this matter, they kind of felt, you know, we have a Jewish heritage, we can't, you know, it's not easy to leave, and we have history and we have stuff like that. It's very sad that these people were not told as to the true meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. And still they are opening rooms focused on Christianity, nothing about Judaism. And if anyone mentions anything about Judaism in the room, then you will have strange reactions. So therefore, from this we understand that the task of the messengers is to involve themselves in calling people to ascribe no partners with Allah in worship, disassociating themselves from any kind of worship to other than Allah. Similarly, many of those who accept Islam from the Christians and the Jews still believe that Christianity is a correct religion overall, and similarly Judaism. And this is wrong, and it also therefore must be made very clear to them that these religions are abrogated. These religions are abrogated. Even in a gradual way, that is fine, but not to be totally neglected. that is deception to them, and in a way hiding knowledge so critical to the matter of Tawheed for their own salvation. And the good advice is to be very clear to them. Also, we believe that all of them are truthful, the messengers, and entrusted by Allah, righteous, honorable, pious, guided and guiding, and that they completely conveyed the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim as his beloved friend, and he took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala Ibrahim wa sallam, took him also as a beloved friend, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa directly, and that he raised Idris alayhi wa ala Musa wa ala sa'il al-anbiya as-salatu wa s-salam to a high rank. And we believe that Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger and his word, which he bestowed upon Mary, the word be, and he was, and that he is ruhun minh, a soul created by him, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Isa alayhi salam, that Jesus alayhi salam, is not a part of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not partitionable. And we believe that Allah excelled some of them above others and raised some above others. And we believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of all mankind on the day of resurrection. And that in essence all of their call, from the first to the last of them, were in agreement concerning the origin of the deen, meaning they called for the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his uluhiyya and his divinity, in his lordship and his names and attributes. Qala Allah ta'ala, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-islam. Verily the deen accepted to Allah is Islam alone. And then also 385, قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him. And this is on the day of resurrection, rather, he is from the losers. He is from the Muqarrabeen, those who are closed, but he is also Khalil, specially beloved to Allah. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning Nuh alayhi salam, concerning Noah, in 10:72. وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين. And I have been commanded to be one of the Muslims. This is the point of evidence. And I have been commanded to be one of the Muslims. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Musa in the same chapter, chapter 10, verse 84. يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله. And Musa said, O my people, if you have believed in Allah, then put your trust in Him if you are Muslims, those who submit to Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Sulaiman, alayhi salam on the tongue of Balqis, the queen of Yemen, in Surah An-Naml 27, verse 44. Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi wa aslamtu ma'a Sulaimana lillahi rabbil alameen. My Lord, and I submit in Islam together with Sulaiman to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen. Also in Surah Ash-Shura 42:13, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. May Allah has ordained for you the same religion, Islam. This is the point of evidence which He ordained for Nuh, and that which we have inspired in you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, saying you should establish religion. And I would like really to advise the brothers and sisters to take notes on this. As you know, in about 3 weeks coming, inshallah, we're going to have a review on this matter. The lectures will be put on the site, but please make your notes from now, so that inshallah ta'ala, if you were asked about any evidence, or you're inshallah keen about knowing the evidences, you will be able to find them. And the number of the messengers is 315. And the number of the prophets is 124,000. As this came in some of the narrations from the Prophet ﷺ, from the hadith of Abi Umama and from the hadith of Abi Dharr. And the difference between the messenger and the prophet is that the prophet is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires, and he tells that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires him with. If he is sent together with what he is inspired, if he is sent to those who oppose the command of Allah to relate the message from Allah, then he is a messenger. However, if he acts according to the previous revelation, previous Sharia that came before him and was not sent to convey to anyone, then he is a prophet and not a messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named some of them in general, just as in general. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us of every name of the messengers. From them, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned from the prophets and messengers include Adam, and the correct opinion of Adam that he is a prophet, and Nuh, Idris, Hud, Salih, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Jacob, Yusuf, Joseph, Lut, Shu'aib, Yunus, Jonah, Musa, Moses, Harun, Aaron, Elias, Zachariah, Yahya, Walyasa, Wadhilkifl, Wadawood, David, Wasulayman, Solomon, and Ayyub. And he mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Asbat, the prophets sent to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel in general, and Isa, Jesus, and Muhammad, may Allah salam and salam be upon all of them. And inshallah, now you have on the site the stories of about 11 or 12 of these prophets. You can go to the site and inshallah go to the lectures, and you will find the stories of 12 and the lessons learned from their stories as well. They now are uploaded on the site. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us from their news and informed us that which is sufficient to us and a lesson, an admonition. قال الله تعالى in Surah النساء in 4 164 ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما. And messengers we have mentioned to you before, and messengers we have not mentioned to you, and to Musa, Moses, Allah spoke directly. So we believe in general concerning them, and in details as Allah told us and or our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us regarding them. And we believe that all the messengers and prophets are humans, created. They have no share whatsoever in the qualities of lordship. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Kahf in 18:110, this great verse, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I am only a man like you. It has been inspired to me that your Ilah God is one Ilah. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of his Lord. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Ibrahim 14:11 قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. Their messenger said to them, we are no more than human beings like you, but Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. It is not ours to bring you an authority or proof except by the permission of Allah, and in Allah alone let the believers put their trust. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Furqan 25 okay. وقال تعالى وما أرسلنا قبلك من المرسلين إلا إنهم ليأكلون الطعام ويمشون في الأسواق وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا. He, Allah has ordained for you the same religion and we never sent before you, O Muhammad, any of the messengers, but verily they ate food and walked in the markets. They ate food and walked in the markets. And we have made some of you as a trial for others. Will you have patience? And your Lord is ever all seer of everything. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-An'am in 6:50 قل لا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله ولا أعلم الغيب ولا أقول لكم إني ملك إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Say, O Muhammad ﷺ, I don't tell you that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor that I know the unseen. Of course, here the Prophet ﷺ is negating that he knows the absolute unseen. Otherwise, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in certain instances, he informed him of some things from the unseen, as related in many ahadith, and these are authentic narrations. So what is negated here is that the Prophet ﷺ does not know of the absolute unseen. So say, Muhammad, I don't tell you that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor that I know the unseen, nor I tell you that I am an angel. I but follow what is revealed to me by inspiration. Say, are the blind and the one who sees equal? Will you not then take thought? وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in 7:188, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, I possess no power of benefit or hurt to myself except as Allah wills. If I had the knowledge of the unseen, meaning the absolute, I should have secured for myself an abundance of wealth, and no evil should have touched me. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings unto people who believe. So we believe that they are slaves from the slaves of Allah. Allah, however, honored them with the message, and he described them with the station of ubudiyyah in its highest rank and in the context of praise. Also, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finalized the messages with the final and last message to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final and last prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He sent him to mankind and jinn, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7, verse 158. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped but he. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about him in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:107 as وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have sent you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, not but as a mercy for العالمين, mankind, jinns and all that exist. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted further this in Surah Sabah 34:28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a giver of glad tidings and a warner to all mankind, but most of men know not. Not only that, in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he took the covenant from the prophets that if they would encounter the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then they must follow him. And in this there is a clear evidence that his message is the final and the last one. Qala Allahu ta'ala in this respect, this is the verse of the covenant. Remember this, this is the verse of the covenant. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقَرْنَا قال فاشهدوا أنا معكم من الشاهدين فمن تولى بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. Can we have the... And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets saying, take whatever I gave you from the book and hikmah, understanding of the sharia, and afterwards there will come to you a messenger, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, confirming what is with you, you must then believe in him and help him. This is it. You must then believe in him and help him. Allah said, do you agree to it and will you take up my covenant which I concluded with you? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness and I am with you among the witnesses. The messengers. Okay, no problem. Okay, I'm sorry. The messengers gave the glad tidings of the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take the case of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus peace be upon him, in 61:6. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And remember when Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, عليه السلام, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger. I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming the Torah which came before me and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me whose name shall be Ahmad. But when Ahmad, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is one of his names, came to them with clear proof, they said this is plain magic. We said that Ahmad is one of the names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. Please make note of this hadith because it's also very beneficial. 4732. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have five names. I have five names. I am Muhammad and Ahmad. I am Al-Mahi, meaning through whom Allah will eliminate kufr. I am Al-Hashir, who will be the first to be resurrected, the people being resurrected thereafter. And then I am also Al-Aqib, meaning there will be no prophet after me. And Ahmad means one who praises Allah more than others. This is the meaning of Ahmad. And it also means the praised one. The praised one. Also, we read that the people of the book knew of his coming, as in Surah Al-A'raf 7:156-157. قال الله تعالى واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. Let's have the next verse please, 157. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil, the Gospel, he commands them for al-ma'ruf, all that which is good, and on top of that is tawheed, and forbids them from all munkar, and the greatest of course is shirk and disbelief. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one in whose Muhammad's soul is, no one from this nation of the Jews and the Christians would hear of me, then dies without believing in that which I was sent with, except that he will be from the dwellers of hell. So whoever belies the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is sent to all mankind, then in this case he is a disbeliever in all the messengers. Even in this case, he would be disbelieving in the messenger in which he claims to believe in, his own messenger. This is evident from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning Prophet Nuh. And this is also very important to make note of this. If someone tells you that I don't have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I believe in Jesus as a messenger, I believe in Moses as a messenger, then take this following evidence to refute him. The hadith which you heard from Sahih Muslim now, up there. In addition, in the Quran we have in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:105, قال الله تعالى concerning Nuh and his people, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. So the ones disbelieving in Nuh were said to disbelieve in all messengers with an S. Here it is. The people of Nuh belied the messengers, although there was only one messenger sent to them, and that he was Nuh. But since they belied him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered them disbelievers. So rejecting one is the same as rejecting all of them. And we know that there was no messenger that was sent to them before Nuh alayhi salam. And we believe also that there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, anyone who claims prophethood after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he commits disbelief. As we read in Surah Al-Ahzab in 33:40. قال الله تعالى ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is not the father of any man among you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last end of the prophets, and Allah is all aware of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, said, فُضِّلْتُ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِسِتْ. I have been made to excel the prophets in six respects. I have been made to excel the prophets in six respects. أُعْطِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ. These are the six respects. Please make note of them. That the Prophet ﷺ excels the prophets in six respects, as came in this hadith. Number one, I have been given words concise but comprehensive in meaning. So he was given, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ, words concise but comprehensive in meaning. This is the first one. وَنُصِرْتُ بِالرَّعْبِ. Second, I have been helped by terror, meaning in the hearts of the enemies. Allah casts terror in the hearts of the enemies in war, when the Prophet ﷺ is engaging them. I have been helped by terror in the hearts of the enemies. Third, وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمِ. The spoils of war have been made lawful to me. Have been made lawful to me. Fourth, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. Fourth, the earth has been made for me clean and place of worship. The earth has been made for me clean and place of worship. وَأُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافَّةً. Fifth, I have been sent to all mankind. I have been sent to all mankind. And six, وَخُتِمَ بِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ. وَخُتِمَ بِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ. And the line of prophets is closed with me, meaning I am the final, the end of the prophets. Six matters. The Prophet ﷺ explained in this hadith that he had been made to excel the prophets in six respects. And these are the six respects there. So this goes, inshallah, to the points of benefit. And we have to put them on the site, inshallah, in text, under points of benefit, when we activate that, inshallah ta'ala. Anyone who denies any of the messages of the prophets or the messengers, then he commits kufr by the consensus of the Muslims. Jazakumullah khair. By the consensus of the Muslims. قال الله تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى says in سورة النساء 4:150 let's start 4:150 to 152 إن شاء الله إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. Verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers by believing in Allah and disbelieving in His messengers, saying we believe in some but reject others and wish to adopt a way in between, they are in truth disbelievers. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of them of the messengers, we shall give them their rewards, and Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. And here, if you read this verse 152, and those who make no distinction between any of them, between the messengers, we explained this previously, making no distinction based on desire, making distinctions based on desires or without dalil, or due to nationalism or bigotry or anything like this, this is forbidden. However, we make distinction, and we don't make distinction in believing in them all, the same thing, but we assert what Allah distinguished some over the others and excelled some over the others. So in this line, therefore, we understand these verses. And we have explained this, inshallah, in detail in another time. So this is concerning the belief and the messengers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who love and believe the messengers, and to make us of those who will meet with them on the day of resurrection, because we believed in them and we loved them all, and we made no distinction between any of them. We believed in them all. And may Allah the Most High make us understand our deen correctly. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.